Hey guys,
welcome back.
Okay,
missed y'all.
We back and blacker than ever.
Not for real.
Yeah.
You already know the vibes. It's your host. My name is Monet Cook.
And I'm Marley Berry.
And we are back with another episode of Black, you guys. It has been so long, we know.
It's been at least 2 weeks. No worries, we're back. Don't even worry about it.
And so this is just gonna be kind of a quick episode to update you on our lives, and then we'll get back into our regular content,
a regular scheduled program. You know what I mean? Cause yeah, there's just been like a lot that's like, happening. So, like
our last episode was, I think, when school ended.
Oh really?
And school is now starting again. So like we're gonna tell you about our summer, cause our summer was so much fun. We don't think anyone else had a summer quite like ours, because we're funner than everyone.
Yeah. But,
yeah, so, how do we want to do this? Better do we want to do, like, a joint update and just go off each other?
Start with anything that's happened over summer, and then I'll go.
Are you talking like that? Please shut up.
And then you'll go.
Okay, so, summer started, school ended, we took our finals, whatever. First thing we did this summer is we went on a little road trip to L.A.
To La La Land.
To La La Land.
Preferably.
So, we were supposed to go just for funsie, but then we went for a funeral. Yeah, so it was a weird dynamic, but it was a sad time, but, like, also we had fun. That sounds weird. I feel like this sounds so weird, but... Anyways,
I thought you were just making it sound weird.
We went to the fashion district, loved it there. We got some stuff, got
so
some
fun.
Cute jewelry. Oh my gosh, we went to.
No.
Okay.
Monet got this ring from there, and it was like a staple.
You guys,
ring, okay? Like,
it was the best ring. It was
probably ever.
It was probably one of my top five rings. Like, if you know me, you know I love rings. I'm buying new rings every day. It was definitely top five. I had it on every single day since I got it. It was, like, a perfect ring. It was, like, good silver. Like, it didn't turn my skin green. It fit perfectly.
I had to get out of the car. Like,
no,
she dropped,
Marley off in the middle of a busy street so she could go get this ring.
Because it was, like, imperative that we had to go back and get it. Because we were trying to, like, she was trying to save money, trying to be good. But she was, like, no, Marley needed it. And I was, like, okay, I think you do need it, actually.
Update to, like, literally 3 days ago.
Literally 3 days.
The ring's broken. Like, I don't even know what happened, but I look, and the stone is missing. And I knew I had hit my hand earlier that day, but I didn't think, like, the stone was gone. And it was gone, you guys, and I was...
Where did you, like, recognize that? Because we were together.
Yeah.
I don't remember
I think
where
we were
though.
Going to Annex or something. Or leaving from Annex, maybe? Because I was, like, should
it
I
was,
just throw it
yeah,
away?
It was
like,
it was
some random... Yeah. It was crazy, you guys. Like, I've never been so devastated. So, Marley and I will be back in L.A. soon. Our little influence ourselves will be back so we can get
for meetings, meetups.
Meet and greets.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Hang out with Addison Rae. We just watched that movie, you guys. It was so bad.
So bad.
No, it was horrendous.
Anyways, LA. It was fun. We shopped. We did things.
We went to dinner. We looked good the whole time.
Obviously, we looked good the whole entire time.
And then we looked amazing
time.
The whole trip.
Did we go to the beach?
We did. Our last day.
Went to the beach to Santa Monica Pier. It was really fun.
It was just, like, kinda a fun crazy. Dynamic, because we stayed in a hotel, and my mom was there, obviously.
Yeah.
Because of what I mentioned before.
And we drove there.
Yeah, it was just funny, like, my mom sat in the back seat literally the whole time when we were driving down, and just me and Marley drove.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, such a weird dynamic.
It was very funny.
It was just, like, a fun little trip. Like, not even weird in a bad way, just, like, that was so, like, fever dream.
No,
like,
very much fever dreams. Like, when you mentioned it just now, I didn't even remember it happened.
No.
I was like, oh, is that what we did at the start of summer? I guess so.
It was just crazy.
I feel like it's been a long time since then.
Yeah.
But
it has. It's been, like, 3 months. But we digress.
Yeah. What else do we do?
So, next, you guys... Then, fast forward, it's, like, the beginning of June. We're just chilling, having fun, going around, watching sunset, going to Doco.
Yeah.
Doing what we do.
Things are open, because, like, COVID was, like, non-existent.
Yeah, COVID was, like, chilling out more.
And, like, everyone had their masks off.
And then the grind started.
And then the grind season
you guys,
started.
We're about
the
to tell you.
The summer of
the
century.
All summers. Because here's what happened. This summer, for my 19th birthday... Our bestie Bella's 20th birthday.
Go ahead.
And Mar Dynasty and Marcat just tagged along. We went to Mexico!
Cancun.
Now, we're not going to be those annoying girls who's like, Cancun ain't ready for us. Because Cancun was ready for us. Cancun was very ready for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
we matched Cancun's energy, you know what I mean? Like,
to the fullest
Cancun
extent.
Cancun and us were besties. Like,
besties.
Vibing.
So, the week before we leave for Cancun.
Oh my gosh.
Bella and I are hanging out with our friend Haley. She goes, oh yeah, I'm getting ready to go to Mexico. We were like, wait, we're getting ready to go to Mexico. She's like, no way. I was like, yeah, we're staying at blah, blah, blah. She's like, well, I'm staying at blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, we're staying next door to each other, and we're all going to plan a party in Cancun. This girl didn't get her passport in time, so she wasn't in Cancun.
Yeah, literally, she did not even go.
But the vibes leading up to that moment were immaculate because we were so excited. But then, like, the grind started. How about you tell them a little bit about our preparation?
Okay. So, literally... So, Monet's mom was supposed to go. First of all.
You guys,
I don't know if you forgot about,
like,
this.
I don't know. I literally forgot because I wouldn't have said anything. You guys, like, we almost didn't go. Like, they almost had us in a chokehold. Like, we were going to have to leave and see if we would be allowed back into our house.
Yeah, because we were going to go regardless because we also spent all of our own money on it.
Yeah,
like,
we paid for this trip ourselves.
I would be in Cancun regardless.
And it's non-refundable flight. Because we wanted to go the cheap route.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Monet's mom wanted to go, and then she didn't go. Like, she was like, actually, I don't want to go. Are you guys' moms okay with that? And we're like, sure. And I was like, hey, mom, like, Monet's mom's not going. And she's like, oh, my gosh, you guys are going out the country? Blah, blah, blah,
mind
blah,
you,
blah, blah,
Marley's
blah.
Sister was in Mexico.
At the same
time. At the same time.
I don't know why everyone was in Mexico. Like, I
and
get
then
that
our family
Mexico,
friends.
But-
in Mexico at the same time. Like, if we need... Like, if something happened and we needed someone to be there, we wouldn't be alone. Like,
Bella,
we would have been fine.
Bella
has
literal
family.
Yeah. In Mexico. But it was, like, a little, like, back and forth. Like, oh, let's have Zoom meetings. Like,
yeah.
Are they gonna go?
Our mom's
got on
a Zoom call, you guys.
And then they were trash-talking us and saying we bully them.
No, they were... No. Kathy of the K and Lenore Artie Tate were on us like no other. Talking
obsessed.
About they bully us.
Blah,
they're
blah,
so
blah.
Mean to us.
Blah,
you should have heard what she said.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. It's like, who bullied you?
No, literally, I deny all these allegations.
I deny every last one of them.
When you're famous, guys, people try to slander your name.
They try to slander your name. They try to make you seem as if you're less than.
Yeah.
As if you're a bad person.
Only great people are worth talking about. So if you're not being talked about, do something better with your life. Anyways, we ended up going.
There.
We were there for like a week.
We were there for hella days.
It was quite the adventure.
You guys, we can't go into too much detail about what took place between...
what happens in Mexico...
Stays in Mexico, Mexico, you know? Like, if you know, you know. And if you don't know...
You don't know.
I don't know what to tell you, but... Probably one of the best weeks of my life to date.
Yeah.
We went on a jet ski.
Oh,
Bella and
God.
I fell off in the middle of the ocean. It was so scary.
So stupid.
But the water was so pretty, so it was okay.
Me and Meerkat did not fall off,
okay,
like, whatsoever.
Okay, good for you. We went snorkeling, like, in the middle of the ocean. That was amazing, guys.
That was.
We were low-key dying because the mask they gave us for snorkeling literally did not fit anyone's face. Water was constantly in your eyes, in the tube you're supposed to breathe out of. And so you're just in the middle of the ocean floating with these random people, and everyone's like drowning. Like, the amount of people who tried to grab onto me, I was like,
really?
Does it look like I can breathe right now? Yeah, this one girl kept trying to grab my foot. I was like, I'll kick you in the face.
Oh my goodness. Like,
please get off of me.
Because, okay, I like don't even like swimming anyways, but I did it because
it's not that she doesn't like swimming, it's that she doesn't know how, you guys. Don't let her
lie
to you.
I theoretically can, but like
theoretically
my face underwater will like never be a thing that I want. Also, bro. Why would I like get in a position to drown, you know what I mean? Anyways, I did it anyways.
Sounded real black.
No, literally. But like, it was very fun, but also there was so much water coming in and out of my mouth. Like,
no, like when we got back onto the boat, everyone was out of breath because you did not breathe for that 30 minutes. Because
the waves were so big and like, I don't even know.
Yeah, it's not even like they were big waves as much as it just like we were literally in the middle of the ocean. You know what
I
mean? I
mean,
yeah.
There weren't huge waves,
but it was
but
fun. That same day we went to, Isla Mujeres.
Yeah.
That was so fun, you guys. We, like, took a golf cart around basically the whole island. We got the best churros.
Oh, my God.
No, you guys, shout out Meerkat, because these churros changed my life.
Oh, my God.
I've been hooked ever since.
Like, ever
I've
since.
I've dreamed about churros. Amira and I went on a whole, like, hour-long discovery to find churros when we got back in SAC, just because, like, nothing will ever compare to that churro cart. On some random side street on that island. It was the best experience of my life. for my taste buds.
Yeah, she's been talking about churros nonstop. Mind you, this was literally in June that we went. Nonstop since we got back.
No, yeah, you guys are so good. But, I mean, overall, Mexico was so fun. We went on so many adventures. Oh, Marley and I got the cutest rings, you guys. We went to this jewelry shop. We met these two cute little old men. They gave us good deals on the prettiest rings I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And the ring I got in Mexico started my blue ring addiction.
Oh, yes.
I have, like, so many now. She is addicted. One, two, three,
we'll talk about her addictions later.
Okay, yeah, we'll get to that later. But, yeah, so Mexico was so, so fun, you guys. Stay tuned. We're going to go on another trip soon.
Sure.
I don't know where. I don't know when.
We'll put up a poll.
Yeah. And you guys can decide where we go.
Yeah. If we don't like what you decide,
we're going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, obviously. But
like, we'll let you think that you have, like, a little bit of an opinion.
A little bit of a say.
Yeah.
So, that's a wrap on Mexico.
Yeah. We got back. I saw Marley, like, the next day because she's obsessed with me.
You literally came over to my house. Don't let her fool you guys.
Anyways. No.
Anyways,
we'll talk about blue later.
After we came back from Mexico, I genuinely have no clue what we did. Where did we go?
I think we just... After we came back from Mexico, I think we just chilled for a while. Like, you had work. I had my work.
We were, like, working and stuff, whatever. Yeah.
How about you talk about work a little? Let's talk about work.
No. I just walked. Walked. Where am I walking? I worked in my mom's office, and she's an OBGYN, so that was fun, kind of fresh.
Because Marley wants to be an OBGYN.
Yeah, for sure. So this is why you don't make fun of the way I speak, because then it's, like, karma. Because I want to be a doctor or whatever, so that's what I did over summer. Also, I was playing a lot of soccer, so I had a pretty busy schedule.
Please.
We went to, you go ahead and tell about your work thing.
Okay. This summer, you guys, I interned at California Medical Association. It was honestly a great experience. I learned a lot about, like, the policy procedures of being a doctor and, like, how different state laws get passed and legislated and everything in terms, like, in relation to medical practices. So that was really interesting. I met some really knowledgeable people. I had great experience.
It sounds like an interview. You sound like you're talking about an interview.
Sorry.
You're like, it was, like, a great experience.
I had fun. It was great. That's about it. So what were you going to say?
Well, that's our work schedule.
Yeah, that was, like, what we did this summer.
We also went to Bella's. We went to Tahoe.
Yo, Wait, where did we go?
We went to Reno.
Yeah.
And
let's
talk
about Bella.
I know you're, like, nothing's in Reno, but, like, Bella was in Reno, so.
Here's the thing that you guys have to know. It doesn't matter where we go or what we do. Marley and I are going to have a good time.
No,
like, the rest of our friend group can be mad depressed, not there, literally sick.
No, yeah.
That's not our problem.
Literally not.
Marley and I are good.
Yeah.
It's been a while,
guys.
We're there for a good time, not a long time.
And a long time.
Yeah.
A good time and
guys,
a long time.
Me going to Reno was the scariest thing ever. Should I talk about that?
No.
Okay.
No, you shouldn't, actually. That was really funny, though. We went to Reno, and we snuck into this club. Because technically we weren't allowed to go in, like, technically by, like, laws and, like, rules
of
the club.
Why are you saying that? Okay. Go ahead.
And we went into the back.
Yeah.
And this guy...
Oh my god,
was
Marley?
Insane. Like, he was being crazy.
No, he was, like, very much coked or messed up.
No,
because he literally said it later that night. Do you remember? Yeah, he was coked up. Anyways, Marley was talking to this guy. Because Marley's the one who let him in, mind you. Yes.
Oh.
Marley's the one who let him into the building. He walked past us, whatever, not a big deal.
I thought he let us in. That's
crazy. No, you let him in.
Oh.
Then we're out there,
I had to give back because someone let us in.
Psycho. Then we're out, like, on the dance floor or whatever. This guy gets in, like, is ready to get into a brawl with some other guy in the club. And we're like, oh my god. And I guess he's, like, a regular there who, like, regularly causes problems. Because the staff was immediately, like, get out. Like,
that's,
you know,
so
you're not
funny.
Supposed to be here. Blah, blah, blah. Get out. So he's kicked out. Tell me why 20 minutes later this man is back in the building talking to Marley. So I grab Marley. I bring her out to a hallway. I'm like, you have to stop talking to him. She's like, why? Like, I'm just trying to be nice. Blah, blah, blah. Because, you guys, Marley... When we go out, she'll talk to anyone about anything with no regard for, like,
Because why would I have regard? This is a great choice to make some friends, make some memories. We're talking about it now, aren't we? You're welcome. Gosh. Whoa.
Anyways, he got kicked out again that night. I think he started trying to start another fight.
So whatever. There was also, like, in this club, like, a dancing club, a lot of people there, some old lady in a wheelchair.
Yeah, you guys, it was so weird. Like, everyone was just trying to dance, and then this lady came in, and we don't mean, like, old lady, like, 40s. We mean old lady, like, she was probably, like, 70 or 75. Like,
definitely on her deathbed.
Okay, not all that, but she was definitely old. And so we were just like, she was just like old. And so she was in an electric wheelchair. And we totally understand. Like, she wants to have fun too. Good for you. Go out. Have fun. Get yourself something to drink. The problem was, she would like, just, so sometimes she would just be chilling there. And that was cool. Because then we could dance with her. And we'd be like, go ahead. Go, granny. She could even stand in the middle. But she wanted to like pace back and forth. And that's when it became a little bit of an issue, because the room wasn't that big.
It was, like, tiny.
It was, like, like, it wasn't a club, you guys. It was more like a bar that they let people dance in.
Yeah.
Like, it was really small.
She wanted to go to, like, the bar and then come back to the outside. But she also wanted to stay in the middle.
Yeah. And it's, like, it's fine, but it's just, like, it was dark in there. People couldn't really see. And people were, like, tripping over her and falling on her. And we're, like, this is, like, a safety hazard. I was, like, there's, like, you're, like, it was just, like, it was a lot, you guys.
If I'm old and in a wheelchair, though, I'll be in the club. So, no, I know, like, you will. No worries,
like,
about
no
that.
Judgment at all.
Encouragement, if anything.
Yeah, but it was just, like, a lot.
But, like, also get out of my way. You know what I mean? Like, both of that. Anyways, Reno was a wrap. It was a very scary ride there and a ride back.
It was terrifying.
It was, like, actually so scary, because people that we live with, or people that we are friends with don't know how to drive.
And, like, coming from me, that should really be a lot.
Yeah,
Monet
doesn't know how to drive either.
Yeah.
But, like, some people really don't know how to drive. Yeah. And, like, I was scared for my life.
No,
we
scared
made
for
it
my
the
life.
Cut.
So then we got home, worked a little more, chilled a little more. You know, we just went with the flow of the vibe of the life, you know?
Yeah.
Did whatever the spirits called us to do.
And I was supposed... Okay. I have, like, a little story. It's, like, kind of a long story. It's not that long, but... So, I was supposed to go skydiving for my anniversary with my boyfriend. And our anniversary is in, like, April, okay? So, and we couldn't get it in April, I think. We got it, like, the next weekend or the next week. So, like, say May. Say May. Our skydiving appointment's in May. Okay. So, the first time that they canceled on us, they were like, oh, well, we changed it. Like, we thought it was another day. So you guys missed your appointment. And we're like, no, we didn't. We told you to change it. You didn't change it. All right. Cool. Now we get the next one around. Actually, like, we're closed this weekend. Like, the planes don't work. All right. I mean, I guess. Like, I feel like this is kind of a sign. But, like, then the next one, I don't even know what happened. But they canceled again. And I was so mad. And I was like, Brian, you need to yell at them or something. Because clearly something's not working. Alright, I think we tried literally one more time, and the plane was down. Like, they didn't have, like, plane management. So, this has been over the course of months, us trying to get, just, like, just go skydiving, just do something fun. I would never jump out of a plane, but, like, obviously I was going to, and it was gonna be fun. But obviously God was telling us that was, like, a bad decision.
Out of that plane.
So, I guess we got refunded, but, like, it was just, like, terrible, and, like, I'm gonna, like, sue that skydiving place and, like, cause, like, harm to the manager or something.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, that was fun.
You're so scary.
Yeah.
Okay, so that happened.
Yeah.
And then we were getting ready to leave, you guys, because I don't know if we mentioned this earlier, but we in the district.
We are
no longer in the state of California.
We no longer live there.
We in the district. In the... The state, the capital of the United States.
Yeah, someone call it the capital of the United States. Like, I stopped by Joey's office the other day. And
you
like,
did?
Yeah, we had some tea and crumpets, and we were talking about, like, all the good changes Monet and
Marley,
the black, that we're bringing to the world, and, like...
Especially by being here.
Yeah, that's what encouraged us to do this podcast again.
No, yeah, I saw Kamala yesterday,
actually.
Did you? She was in the Howard bookstore, because where else would she be?
There.
And she actually wanted me to sign her Howard sweatshirt, because she was,
for
like...
For free?
No, I charged her. Okay. Yeah. She's actually paying for my tuition this year.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, dirt. Like, you don't need her to pay for it because obviously you're rich, but like.
You guys, we're bringing back the word dirt. Like, you just start saying it again. Anyways, but yeah, so. We're in DC, you guys. Yeah. So let's talk about moving. Do you want to go first?
Okay, so I moved in August, like, 1st, 2nd, something like that, like, at the beginning of August.
Yeah.
And I was fine. I definitely missed my COVID test that we were supposed to have, but, like, they let me in anyways.
It's okay.
And it was, like, fine. I had just been playing soccer. I pulled my hamstring, though, so, like, I wasn't playing soccer.
Not even the same one she pulled earlier this summer, you guys? The other one.
Oh, yeah, I did pull in one other ones. But it was fun. It was fresh. I passed my fitness test. I was just playing soccer. No one else was here, only the athletes. And, like, yeah, we made friends with them, whatever. But it was just a lot of, like, soccer. Like, we didn't really hang out with that many people. But we did go out a lot, I guess. And it was fun. And then when'd you come?
I got here on August 6th, I think. You know, I kind of gathered all my stuff. I had all my stuff. I have an aunt who lives in Maryland, so I had all my stuff sent there. Went and got that, and then I moved in the following Monday. You guys, my room is so pretty.
It is nice.
Every time anyone comes in my room, they're like, Monet, your room's so nice. I'm like, I know.
Right.
We'll post the picture on the gram, don't worry. Dirt. You guys can see it.
A little room tour.
A little room tour, for sure. But yeah, so I've been here for about 3 weeks now, I think. Literally have never been happier in my whole life. I just think that I'm really living life to the fullest. I just feel so free. And, whatever. School started. It's, like, fine, I guess.
I mean, it's only been the first week, so it's like syllabus not that week, bad. Yeah. But, like, it's also, like,
I just feel like it's gonna kick my butt this semester.
Yeah. So when we actually start.
See how that goes. Mardisco and I have been going out. She introduced me to her teammates. They're my friends now or whatever. My I still need to make some more friends because they're on the soccer team and I'm a NARP.
NARP, so
disrespectfully refer to me.
If you don't know what a NARP is, you're probably a NARP. It's just a non-athletic regular person. So, like, just the normal, like, a people in college that don't do anything besides go to school.
Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Yeah, slur.
We'd be going out, we'd be having fun, we'd be living life, and that's all that matters. So I feel like that's our update on life.
Yeah, I'm actually still with my boyfriend despite what Monet's mom has guided me to think,
like, time and time again.
Like, can we talk
like
about,
every time Marley comes to my house, you guys, this is the update we forgot. Every time Marley came to my house this summer, my mom goes, are you still with your boyfriend?
Yes.
Are you gonna break up with him before you leave? No. Marley, why are you breaking up with him? Marley, I had so many boyfriends in college. I was engaged. No, I was literally proposed to 4 times, and I said no every time until I met Monet's father, and yada yada yada, and blah blah blah. Like, every time Marley came to my house, are you still dating your boyfriend?
It was so funny. Because, like, you know, I'd be at Monet's house too.
No, she'd be at my house, like, every other day. Yeah. It's just a lot.
And she was like, you don't have to, like, break up with him. No, she just flirt with other people.
Cheat on my, like, go on dates, go out, blah, blah, blah. She's like, you don't have to kiss them or anything. Just go on dates with them and flirt a little. I was like, do you hear yourself? I was like, oh my gosh. But, like, cheater be cheated on.
No, literally.
Like, she obviously knew, but.
But on that topic, people in college really don't be, like, they don't be in relationships, no, like, whatsoever.
And if they are in relationships, they feel bad for their significant other at home.
I don't think they're getting cheated on. I don't think I know one, like, person in an actual relationship
who stayed faithful.
Yeah.
We've been here for three weeks.
Except for me.
No, literally.
I don't think I know one other person.
Every other person I know.
Right?
Yeah.
And people are so hateful. I was talking to this one guy, and he's like, if you come to, like, college with a
boyfriend, oh my god,
like, you're just, like, playing yourself.
And playing them, yeah. He's like, you're both just playing each other. And I was literally trying to stick up for Marley. I was like, no, like, Marley and her boyfriend are literally gonna get married. Like, just you wait and see. Like, she has a promise ring and everything. He's like, I don't see a ring on our finger. I look over. This girl forgot it on her counter when she was getting dressed.
Because it gets stuck in my hair, so I have to take it off. And then I was being rushed. Anyways.
It was just such
people
a
be cheating left and right, you know what I mean?
It's, like, insane.
Like, besides Brian, if you're in a long-distance relationship, don't trust your partner. Because these people be cheating.
Stop, Brian, bro.
Like, they be cheating. I'm like...
No, so casually, too.
I'm like, why are you
like,
in a relationship?
They're like, oh, yeah, I just finished sleeping with Johnny over there. We're gonna go face to my boyfriend real quick. I'm like, wait, what?
I'm like, why, though?
No, like, just break up.
I decided that it's, like, a comfort... Like... They're their comfort
person. That makes
sense,
yeah. But like, it's like, just home. Go ahead and say that. Instead of, like, yeah, being like, you. We're still in a relationship. Like, break up, be on a break until you go home or something.
Or just don't. Just don't be with them. I think, I guess not cheating and being loyal is just soul of passion.
Am I better than everyone?
Yes. No, like, genuinely, yes. But it's really funny to see that, I guess. I feel like people, once it gets cold out and it's not, like, 1,000 degrees. Yeah.
Because it's hot girl summer still.
Yeah.
And we go to school with all black people, so the guys think that applies to them, too. And it's just, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, everyone just...
Yeah. Another update. The school's gonna get shut down in, like, T-minus 2 days.
No, let's talk about Howard. You guys, this place is so ghetto.
Ghetto!
It's so ghetto! We've been here for 3 weeks.
Wait. We just want to, like, leave a, like, a pre... What's it called?
A preface?
A disclaimer. We love Howard. And if you guys want to give us more scholarship money or, like, anything, we're so glad
free housing, to accept it. Housing next year.
Housing with AC.
Right. Clean water.
Any of that. Like, we're so fine with that.
No.
Now,
but
here,
with that being
yeah,
said...
Yeah, with that being said.
Where do we want to start? I'll start. If the fire alarm in Towers East goes off one more time before 12 noon, I'm going to freak out. You guys, I've been here, like I said, for 3 weeks. I'm pretty sure this fire alarm has gone off 5 times where I had to evacuate the building. Like, it is insane. I set the fire alarm off once.
Oh, my God.
But I didn't set the whole building off because I'm not embarrassing.
Smoke alarm.
It was just the smoke alarm in my room, and it was loud and obnoxious, but I just texted my RA, and she turned it off. But, like, these other people be setting the alarm off in the whole building. Like, are you not embarrassed? You better never turn your stove on again.
No, actually.
Like, how do you, like, do that? Like, I was embarrassed when it was just on in my room because I was like, this is loud and I have a headache. But no one else was there except for Marley, so it wasn't a big deal.
And I left. She was, like, freaking out. But I was like, I don't know.
Marley's
why
like, we're going to dinner. I'll see you in 10 minutes. I was like, what?
She was, like, freaking out because she's never even heard a fire alarm.
No,
I'm like,
I've
it's
never
literally
set a fire
just a smoke
alarm off
alarm.
Before. But anyway, so yeah, that needs to stop immediately. What else?
Is
when
your
I got
ceiling,
here,
like, dripping, like, what is that?
Black mold.
Why am I in here? Next,
I actually
next
don't
problem.
Know if it's black mold, but
next problem.
The AC.
Non-existent.
Does not work. When I moved in, you guys, it was like 104 degrees. The AC was broken for, like, the first 3 days I was here, I'm pretty sure. Like, I was dying.
Mind you, we live in different, like, dorms.
Yeah.
We live right next to each other, but in different dorms.
Like,
and
they're literally
the,
5 feet away.
Hers is the bad prison dorm.
Yeah. Marley's is the chill dorm, but Marley doesn't have clean water sometimes. So, like, that's their con.
It's okay. Our microwave also broke, and, like,
dang.
I don't know when they're gonna fix it, but
okay. It's
all right.
It's fine.
Yes, the water was brown. Could we,
like,
shower?
Brown.
No.
Could you wash clothes?
No.
No. Was the toilet gross?
Yes.
But, like...
It is what it is.
Yeah.
For sure. We have a Brita. It's, like, fine. We just pour it on ourselves.
No,
or just don't shower, like, after practice. Just lay under the sheets in bed.
So yummy.
It's honestly fine.
What else is ghetto about this school?
Like, everything. We don't... Never mind. I'm
gonna
talk about it. Nah, I feel like I'll get, like, murdered or, like, kicked off the team or, like, blacklisted if I start talking too much. Howard sucks, basically. But they're also gonna kick us out because, like, we like to party and they're not about it, apparently.
Yeah. Even though, mind you, they've hosted a whole bunch of events. Like, the university hosted a whole bunch of events on campus. So, I don't really understand what they want from us, especially since all the parties that have been thrown that aren't thrown by Howard have not been on campus.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't really understand how you can be mad at us for that. Oh my gosh, you guys, something that's something so funny.
Yes.
So the Howard, dang, sorry. The Howard student, the Howard faculty is like fighting with her dean right now.
What, really?
Have you not seen the emails? Marley, that email that they sent on Friday was brutal. So basically earlier this week, the Howard faculty said like, please like bear with us as some professors and teachers decide to go to an online format as Howard has not like kept the promises they said they would keep.
Yeah.
When it comes to like COVID restrictions and regulations and all of that stuff. And so the dean responded and he was like, everything we said would happen is happening. Like, basically, like, I don't know what you want from me. Like, chill out with it. I can't find it.
Oh, but they're all fighting?
Yeah. And this is like through emails to the whole school, yeah, you guys. Yeah,
like we see then it. Then
another email came Friday night.
Yeah,
it's that one. Another email came Friday night, and basically they so respectfully said, screw you and screw this. They were like, you promised that we would have air purifiers in the classroom, that everyone would be vaccinated beforehand, that students would be required to wear masks, that this, that, and the other. Don't get me wrong, I've not seen any student come into class without a mask on. Like, none of us want to get sick, and all of us respect the fact that, like, we actually have classes in person this year. Like, compared to last year, like, we're all super excited about that. Mm-hmm. So, like, no one's trying to jeopardize that. Everyone wears masks on campus and in class. I've not seen, like, literally one problem with it.
Yeah.
But, like, there's definitely no air purifiers. Apparently, only, like, 2/3 of our student body is vaccinated.
Really?
When it's supposed to be, yeah.
How are they even on campus? I'm so confused.
That's like why the faculty's upset. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's fun. Another reason why the school's ghetto.
We'll see how it works. Yeah. I feel like I don't know, but like, I feel like we might not be like going. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like they might send us home.
And by us, I mean you people.
The nerds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least the people in the dorms, because obviously you can't send off
campus
people home. But I feel like they might stop, like, actual classes. I have one class in person, so, like, is it that big of a deal?
No.
But also that class is organic chemistry, which is apparently hard and, like, needs to be in person. But it's just a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm having a fun time. Other than, like, that stuff. But, like, that's how it always is.
Yeah.
So it's not the worst. It's not the best. It's just very, it's just what it is.
No, it really is.
And, like, we actually live here, though. Like, isn't that kind of crazy?
Here. Like, all my stuff is here.
Yeah, like, I haven't, like, driven a car. Like,
no.
No cars. Ever. Also, DC, DMV.
Yeah, the rats here.
No, I was going to talk about the drive-in.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
The drivers here are awful, you guys.
They're scary.
Like, people are like, California has scary drivers. We just drive fast. We don't drive bad.
Yeah.
Like, no. Like, the drivers here are actually awful. Like, everyone drives like Sydney.
Yeah.
Everyone drives like Sydney, and it's so scary. Like, we were in an Uber one day, and the Uber was trying to fit in between a small space. And instead of just waiting for a second so another car could go, they reached out the window to pull their, like, what is it?
Mirror.
Like, side mirror in. So they could, I'm like, can you wait 30 seconds, bro? Like, no one's rushing like that. Like, yeah, keep it pushing. But, yeah. Like, don't hit another car.
For sure. Also, our other Uber, literally tried to race someone. Like, while we were in the car. He was, like, zooming, and I'm like, whoa, it's a little late to be doing this, don't you think? But I was about it, honestly, so I just lie. I lie through my teeth. But, yeah, it's pretty fun. Also, we were just doing something. We were just at this rooftop pool party thing.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was fun. I was with, like, my teammates and stuff. It was cool. It was cute. Go check on my Instagram. I posted a picture.
Me,
too. I looked fantastic. When I looked fantastic, so... but tell me why I literally got there, having fun, like 2 hours in, I see, like, this little blob with green hair, and apparently...
Her brother lives there.
That's literally my brother's apartment, and we were just chilling there.
Like, we had no idea.
Like, not
one. And mind you,
photo.
I had his address because I shipped a package there literally yesterday. we just didn't know he lived there.
Yeah, we're like, what are you doing?
He was like, I told you guys I lived here. Like, I told you I lived at I-5. I was like, you told no one that.
I don't even know. I-5 is literally a highway. I don't know what you mean.
You mean Interstate 5? Yeah. From Northern to Southern California?
Yeah, I'm confused.
No, yeah.
That's why I was so confusing. And I was talking to Brian. I was like, Brian, apparently, like, I-5 comes all the way down here. I was like, I'm confused. Like, maybe they have another apartment. No, it's an apartment complex.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's not us. But those are all our updates, pretty
much. That's our updates.
It's
so, like, we're back, time. You guys. We're going to start talking about actual content probably next week.
Our lives are actual content.
Well, duh. But, yeah, we'll talk about actual stuff next time.
Yeah.
Like, more than just an update, I mean. Yeah. We might have a special guest, our friend El Money.
No.
But we're glad to be back. We hope you enjoyed this little update episode. Yeah. We're going to change our update schedule a little. We're going to be updating episodes every other week.
Yeah.
As of right now, just because, we got lives to live.
Yeah,
we got things to do.
We busy.
I don't know what to tell y'all. Mm. Be easy. Anyways. You know the vibe.
You know the drill.
Yeah, we missed you a lot.
We love you.
We'll see you not next week, but the week after.
And stay safe in these streets.
Purr.